When it comes to Gopher sports, we have a lot to talk about with Mike Grimm. On this Monday, the voice of Golden Gopher football and men's basketball. Busy weekend for a Gopher sports. We'll talk about them and the Vikings. The Vikings finally found a way to finish yesterday in Los Angeles. Mike Grimm with us. And Mikey, a good afternoon. How was your weekend besides, I'm sure, pretty busy?
Yeah, we had a busy one. It was. I always enjoy the trip to Iowa because I get to see some old friends and family. And so from that standpoint, the trip was quite enjoyable. Got to catch up with some great people. But the outcome of the game was another disappointment. I mean, the Gophers had an opportunity to, you know, win that game. You know, they outgained Iowa. I frankly thought they outplayed them. But, you know, the scoreboard is what matters. And when the time came, Iowa made a couple more big plays than Minnesota could muster. And consequently, Iowa's now won seven straight, and that Floyd of Rosedale stays in Iowa City, unfortunately.
And what's, you know, even worse about the loss to Iowa, like you said, Floyd is staying down there again. Floyd's probably got his own apartment down there in Iowa City, how long he's been down there. We were just a couple weeks away, or a couple weeks back, from being a team that had the Big West in control. We controlled their own destiny. Stub your foot against Illinois. And again, you look at the stats, and you mentioned it right off the bat, Mike, a game that the numbers show Minnesota should have won the game. We had the football so much longer than Iowa and just didn't make those big plays at the end. And that's the difference between getting over the hump like this Minnesota football program's trying to do compared to an Iowa team that's had more success in recent years.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I thought, unfortunately, the Gophers couldn't take advantage of a quarterback for Iowa making his first start. And that quarterback had a pretty darn good game in relation to the guy that was playing before him, Spencer Petras. He moved better. He threw the ball away better. That Iowa team had given up, I forget the number, but it was like, I don't know, 30 sacks, 29 sacks, something like that, heading into the game. And Minnesota had pretty good pass rush, but that kid was mobile enough to step out of the pass. He was smart enough to throw the ball away. I mean, I think he was right around 50%. But I bet five or six of those throws were just simple throwaways to avoid a sack, which is, you know, that's smart football for a guy making his first career start. So, and then the kid did throw two to Minnesota, and they dropped them both. I believe it was Justin Wally had an interception in his hands, and Mariano Sorry-Marin early in the game, maybe the first or second drive, had an interception in his hands, and they couldn't catch him. And Iowa lost the turnover battle. They lost the first down battle. They lost the time of possession battle. And Iowa lost in terms of total yard battle. But they won the war, so to speak, because they made some big plays and smart plays when they had to. And the Gophers sputtered a few too many times in key spots.
27-22, Iowa wins on Saturday. Our Gophers on the road at Indiana coming up this Saturday. And, Mike, what do you know about the Hoosiers?
Well, the Hoosiers have had a highly disappointing season. I mean, they started the season ranked 17th in the country. There were talks that, hey, is this the year the Hoosiers might, you know, contend with the Ohio States and Michigans in the world? Michael Penix, their quarterback, was talked about as a potential All-American. And they came out of the gate in Iowa City, as a matter of fact, and just got throttled that first week and really never recovered. Injuries hit. Quarterback was out. Their defense has been really poor. And they lost this past week to a Rutgers team that gave up. I mean, they lost to Rutgers lost to Wisconsin, what was it, 52-7 or something the week before. And this Rutgers team went into Bloomington last week and won 38-3. So I compared it a little when I was talking with a friend yesterday I remember one of the Richard Pitino basketball teams where they started the season ranked. It might have been the year that Reggie Lynch ended up getting expelled from school and Amir Coffey had a shoulder injury. And at one point, I think that team was ranked as high as 11th. And then I can't remember exactly, but I think Nate Mason got dinged up. I think Amir Coffey got dinged up. Dupree McBrayer was playing on one leg, and then Reggie Lynch got kicked out of school. And once they started losing, and they had high hopes, that was a team that thought maybe they could contend for a Big Ten title. And once that dream, you know, goes away, I don't care how big of a competitor you are, it is hard to keep going, especially once the spiral starts. And I think that has happened in Indiana. They were ranked start of the year. There were talks of title hopes. Injuries have plagued them. Their starting quarterback is out, and the spiral has started. And you hope that the Gophers can take advantage of that, because it's hard for a team to continue to try to, you know, to play at a high level when your dreams are shot, right? It's different if you're a young team and you're a building program and, hey, we've lost, but look, we see progress, we're losing close games, all that stuff. But when you had high hopes and you thought you were – and there, look, it's a veteran crew, that's hard. That said, I believe it's senior day, and certainly they have to look at Minnesota with a two-game losing streak and say, here's a chance for them to right the ship. So I anticipate a pretty good ball game on Saturday.
Mike Graham, voice of Golden Gopher Sports. Again, Gopher football loses to Iowa 27-22 this weekend at Indiana, 2:30 kickoff right here on KATE. Now, you made reference to the men's basketball program, and a game I watched pretty much the entire second half and both the overtimes last night, and I felt like they were going to Minnesota the game away. Because they should have won in regulation, should have won in the first overtime, but give Ben Johnson's crew a lot of credit. I didn't know this until I saw the stat they put up on the screen during the broadcast, that the Gophers are predicted to finish last in the Big Ten Conference. They're 3-0. They beat a Princeton team that's always decent in double overtime, and give Coach Johnson and the Gophers a lot of credit. So many new faces, so many new transfers, and they're off to a pretty good start. And even though, again, they should have won the game in regulation in the first overtime, they found a way to win, and they're the Asheville tournament champs.
Yeah, and I think it's important, to start off with kind of a good taste in your mouth, to build that habit of winning, because this is a team I think we can all safely say, look, this isn't going to be a Big Ten title contender, and probably not even a postseason tournament contender. It just isn't. But that doesn't mean that it can't win the hearts over. I think that it was something I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think, with you, is that, you know, the hope has to be, look, this is a young, gritty team. When I say young in terms of they haven't played together, it's an old team. I mean, they got all kinds of old guys, transfer guys that have 4 or 5 years of experience. Peyton Willis looks to be like a totally different player than when he was here 2 years ago, right? He went to college Charleston. Well, he's like 24 now, you know, playing against 19-year-olds. And that's like when you go to the Y, right? You go to the YMCA, yep. And it's always the, you know, you're 32 and the 45-year-olds just light you up, because that's what older people, more experienced people do. And so maybe that will be, you know, his calling card here. He's just going to be able to, you know, Eric Curry, I think he's getting the senior discount at Perkins now. You know, he's been around so long. So they've got an old team, but it's young in the development. It's young in the sense they haven't played together. And I would tip my cap, because the team looks pretty cohesive. I mean, they offensively, especially to me, they seem to be in the right spots. They're getting open shots. It's nice to see them hit open shots. Last night, I thought their mid-range game was amazing. They hit some big 15-footers, right? And that's kind of a lost art. So if they can keep that kind of stuff up, they're at some point going to knock a team or two off, take a good team like Michigan State or Purdue to overtime, and maybe not win it. But I do think this team has the ability, because nobody likes a good underdog story than a Minnesota sports fan. And I've said it before. You've heard me get on the soapbox that I've never seen a fan base, and I'm talking all sports in Minnesota. I mean, it's been beaten down, I understand, but I've never seen a fan base take less joy in winning when it happens. Like, there's always something complaining. It wasn't a pretty win. It was ugly. We can't do this. The coach should get fired because they didn't do this. But yet, on the flip side, there's never a fan base that loves the little engine that could, and I think this team could capture the hearts of some of these fans, even not while winning. If they show some toughness, if they show some grit, if they play some teams tough, they pull off an upset or two, you know, and they could be right around 500, and I think this team would be a popular look. And if that's the case, then that's a nice first step, given where this team looked to be. And like you said, they were picked last by everybody in the Big Ten, and they may still finish last. But if they play like this, where they're hitting some open shots and they look cohesive, now they got some turnover issues and free throw woes last night, but, I do think that at a minimum, the fan base can be interested and enjoy the style of play. I do think that is one of the issues. The Vikings and Gophers, frankly, don't play a football, now I'm talking, don't play a great, exciting brand. So sometimes even when you win, it's a little torturous. And so I do understand it, but I also – We've all admitted the Minnesota sports scene hasn't exactly been dotted with winners. So I'm always under the impression when you win, then enjoy it if they're not coming along that often, you know. But I do think this team can capture the hearts of fans with how it's playing.
Mike Grimm on a Mike Grimm Monday here on KATE. One more topic. We got to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. 27-20 winners against Los Angeles. They always will be the San Diego Chargers to me. But they win by seven. Here's another stat. I mentioned the Gopher stat I saw yesterday with them being predicted to finish a last in the Big Ten. The Vikings are the only team in the NFL this season to be up by 7+ points in every single game, which to me is a crazy stat for a team that's 4-5. That shows how many games. That just shows how many games we let get away. So it was a big surprise, I think, to many Vikings fans that we found a way finally to put a team away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I saw that when they flashed that up too. I was amazed as well. I was actually watching that game in Iowa with a high school buddy. After I did not travel with the team. I was hanging out with some friends that I don't get to see very often. So I'm at his house and we're watching the game yesterday. And now he's not a Vikings fan, so he was flipping around. But we watched enough of the Vikings game, and we were joking when they were up 27-17. I said, "Oh my God, if the Vikings end up blowing this, I'm going to show you my Twitter timeline, and you're going to be like, what in the world?" But thank goodness they didn't. Thank goodness they won it. I thought it was a pretty impressive performance. I thought they pretty well controlled that game, from the get-go on both sides of the football. And, obviously they made a point to target the guys that they should be targeting, Jefferson especially, but Thielen made some important catches, and they got the ball to Cook when necessary, and I thought it was a pretty impressive win. But yeah, you see that, and they're the only team that's led by a touchdown or more in every single game, and I think twice now they've blown 10-point leads, right? I know the game you went to in Baltimore, they were up, yep, was it 10 or 14, I think, in the second half, and couldn't get that game closed out. So hopefully this can send them on the right path. Obviously next week, if you can pull off the win against the Packers, who won in a game that neither team appeared to really want to win yesterday in that Seattle game. But, I think it's a winnable game next week. And if you win that, you're back even. And that NFC playoff chase, I mean, there's some – like Carolina, is that right? Are they're in it right now at 4-5 or whatever their record is? So as weird as it is, they're still kind of hanging and lurking. And, how Minnesota sports are, they keep you – it's like my golf game. You're about ready to throw the clubs in the ocean. And then you hit a nice drive down the middle, and you put one close, and you knock it a 20-footer, and you're like, all right, I'm going to keep playing, And every time you want to give up on the thing, something happens. And so here we are, taking a bite of this apple again.
Thanks to parity in the NFC especially, and with that extra wild card spot, the Minnesota Vikings are probably going to be in the playoff hunt the rest of the season. Mike Grimm, voice of Golden Gopher Sports, and of course, Sports Director, Minnesota News Network. Mike, thank you so much for the time, like always. Have a great week. Get us a win in Indiana on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, I'm just glad I got a day named after me. You named this Mike Grimm Monday, so I feel pretty important today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, Aaron. Thank you.